Kenya is in turmoil after three of the country's biggest TV stations were shut down by the government. President Uhuru Kenyatta's government closed the TV stations last week to keep them from broadcasting live coverage of a mock inauguration ceremony in Nairobi, where opposition leader Raila Odinga declared himself the people's president. TV stations remain shut down for days afterward. One of them is still closed. Wairimu Gitahi is founder of Media 20 Productions. She's been following all of these developments from Nairobi.
This issue of switching off the three main television stations ended up being a court case. So at last, the court declared that these TV stations need to be switched back on. It is not very clear why two of them are back on and the other one is not. It's called Citizen TV. But there are speculations that the government was not very happy because this particular TV station went to seek for an injunction when they were switched off, and the government did not take that very kindly. So some people see it as a punishment from the government still. And also the government is, of course, disobeying the court because the court had declared that they be switched back on.
There was an arrest as well, Wairimu. A politician and activist named Miguna Miguna was arrested by the government for appearing at that rally with Raila Odinga. What's the latest with him?
Just as a little bit of a background, there has been all these arrests that the government has been issuing arrest warrants for politicians, opposition politicians who participated in the quote-unquote swearing in of Raila Odinga. So Miguna Miguna is one of them. He's also a very well-known lawyer here. So he's also a Canadian citizen. So the government on Tuesday evening deported him back. They say that when he took the Canadian citizen, he denounced his Kenyan citizenship. Some people see it as not constitutional because by birthright he's Kenyan. But there have been many arrests of people who are allied to the opposition and who participated in the swearing in.
Well, Wairimu, the courts ordered these TV stations back on. The government has refused. You mentioned it. Is this a crisis? How have Kenyans been responding to this censorship?
People have different opinions. There are people who felt that it was okay for the government to switch them off during the live swearing-in ceremony, when the ceremony was going on. But now they feel that the government has taken too long or took too long to accept to switch them back on. And this is starting to be seen as infringement on media freedom. And also the TV stations themselves are quite complaining because, of course, they are private organizations, companies, and therefore they're losing out on revenue. But the whole thing of media freedom is the one that is really a big debate here on is the government acting as dictatorial or not.
Well, Kenya is considered one of the more stable democracies in Africa. Is there any concern here that conditions could be deteriorating or destabilizing?
Yeah, there are concerns that it's reminiscent of the times when we were being ruled by this dictator called Mr. Daniel Arap Moi. So many people are saying, have we gone back to that era?
Well, the head of the government is President Uhuru Kenyatta. What has he said?
He hasn't spoken himself. He's just speaking through, let's say, the Interior Ministry or the Internal Security Minister, Cabinet Secretary, because he's the one who's giving most of the orders. So he hasn't spoken himself directly. But in the sense of the government speaking, for example, through the Interior Security Cabinet Secretary, he's saying that they are doing all these things because these people are associated with an act that is seen as treason by the government. So they are saying they're taking measures against, you know, possible chaos in the country.
Wairimu Gitahi, founder of Media 20 Productions, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.